together. In the old days.
Well, you had a pin. You had a safety pin.
Pin?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's no change there either.
No, no change there, no.
If a man has a lot of things in his pocket, you say, well, I look at his pocket, what? Does it bulge out, or how would you say that?
Well, the bulge out is the only thing I know.
Uh-huh. Like
but the only thing they had down here was that pistol and a pint of whiskey or something like that. They all drink gambling. Now, you talking about gambling? Well, for up to a few years ago, we had one right across Hotel Maria over that shop. There's a boy running a poker game out for 35 years.
35 years?
35 years.
I'd like to ask you about things around the house. Can you tell me something about what you used to eat? If you had something between your meals.
We didn't have none of it eat between meals.
You did?
No.
And in the old days, did you call food by any other name?
No, just food, no.
Vittles? Did you ever say
vittles? Vittles, yeah, food. Uh-huh.
And if somebody would, a cook would prepare a big meal for Sunday and then there's so much left over, you'd have it on Monday, what would you call that?
Leftovers.
Leftovers?
Yeah.
And what did you have on the table to season your food with?
Well, pepper and salt, just like you got now.
You ever pepper sauce?
Yeah, pepper sauce. Uh-huh. Then you had black pepper on there, then and salt.
Salt?
Yeah.
And you mentioned eggs. What?
White leg and chickens.
White leggings?
Yeah, white leg.
They're the big, aren't they? They make big white eggs?
That's it, that's the leggin. Got the big white egg, yeah.
Do they have a lot of white in them?
Yeah.
Would they?
Then most of them had diamond eggs, though. And that'd be your brown egg, see?
People call the inside, how would they describe that in the old days? Did they have a...
Like we do now. Same thing, it hasn't changed.
Do they call it yolk? Or
yolk,
yellow?
Yeah.
Ever call it yellow?
The yolk and the yellow.
You mentioned lye. Did you ever make anything out of corn, soak it in lye, and then peel off the...
Oh, yeah, you call it, yeah. That's hominy.
Did you used to make that?
You used to, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how about something that you grind and it's white and serve it with breakfast? Did you have that in the old days?
No,
like grits?
No. We had grits, yeah. This country was raised on grits.
Uh-huh.
Grits and brown and gravy.
Right from the start.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And in using milk, how would you, did you...
Well, we had sweet milk and buttermilk.
I see.
And some of you clabber.
You drink it?
Drink it, yeah.
Use it?
And you ate the clabber, you see.
Did you make any cheese out of the clabber?
No, no.
Didn't?
No.
And what would you do the first thing after milking when you pour it?
And put it out and let it sour, then take the cream off and churn it, see? Then you'd have your buttermilk.
Would you have to strain it any place?
Oh, you had to strain it. That's the first thing you did when you brought it in.
Uh-huh.
Strain it and put it in a jar.
Then let it set, then put it in the
jar. Then next day you'd sun those jars all day, you see. Set them out in the sun. And that's the best thing today.
What would you say about butter that wasn't fit to eat anymore? Got so old.
Rancid.
Just rancid?
Yeah.
How about meat that got old and you...
Well, it didn't have any.
You ate it up, yeah,
that's right.
Would you tell me something about the things made out of cornmeal?